talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears, Matt Morgan here on a Getaway Friday. Friday, June the 30th, 2023. Last day in the month of June. Tomorrow, July the 1st, 15 minutes past the hour here. Doing Family Feud, and we also have some things to give away. Now, I don't know if we're going to give them all away this hour, but we'll give away some stuff. We have the African Safari Wildlife VIP passes, large pizza to Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, and a $10 gift card to Del Taco, and also a Del Taco beanie. Now, Charlene, we still have your $10 to Del Taco and your Del Taco beanie here. You can pick that up until 1 o'clock if you're out there listening. So far, we've got Judy Smith, Mary, and Ted in the competition here today. Matthew, let them know what the category is.
The category is things you bring on a camping trip.
Things you bring on a camping trip. Now, don't forget, we'll be live here tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Matt and Sean and myself and apparently somebody else tonight. So tune in for that. It's a done deal now pretty much, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be big tonight. Big, big, big. With a capital B. All right. Things you bring on a camping trip. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm not good. Tonight we'll be talking about the Ryan Seacrest bit. And we'll be talking more about Geraldo. I'm going to see what happened with Geraldo during the day. Maybe I'll try to give him a call this afternoon. Geraldo, what went wrong?
You think he'll answer?
I don't know. I think we have a pretty decent relationship.
That's good.
I don't know if he'll come on, because it's kind of a bad day for him, but I don't know. I assume he'll answer. Buckeye guy answered my phone call. Larry Barnett answered the phone call. You know, they answer.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
I guess.
740-383-9944. And I'm like, you know what? Oh, well, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
How about flashlight?
Flashlight.
No flashlight on the list.
Hey, compass.
Compass.
There is a compass.
Oh, compass on the list. Now, what do you make? You're a smart man. What do you make of the whole flower pot situation?
Somebody wanted the pot, and they took your pot.
You just think that... Well, I'm not Adam, but...
Somebody might have been high like Adam and took your pot.
Well, no, but I mean, honest to goodness, can you imagine such a thing? I couldn't even fathom it when I walked out there last night and the thing's gone.
That'd be pretty heavy to lift and everything.
Well, right, it's a big, big flower pot. And again, I'm confused because, okay, let's say somebody stole it. Well, that's just theft. That's wrong. And let's say the person whose flower pot it was came back to get it. Well, why? It's been at least 2 weeks. Why wouldn't you tell me you're doing that? I don't understand it either way. I think it's trespassing or it's a theft. And I think somebody's got to go spend 30 days in jail.
Maybe your homeowners association, you guys belong to like a little homeowners association there?
We do have one. Well, maybe somebody, you know, maybe somebody saw something.
Maybe they don't allow pots like that growing tomatoes on your front porch. I don't know.
there's no tomatoes in it, though. The tomatoes never took off. And that pot has been there for 2 years. And I think even they would have said something to me if they took it.
Yeah, that's so strange, ain't it?
Well, doesn't that...
And if the other people that give it to you took it, you think they would have...
That's
came over while you was there and got it.
Well, and you know what? I wouldn't, if they don't even want to, let's say they hate my guts. You know, there are people who hate my guts. And let's say they don't want to come and get the pot when I'm there. At least they could just say, hey, I'm going to swing by and get that. It's not very difficult. And I think what it displays is a character flaw in somebody. Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a character flaw.
What, you know. You go lock everything down in the city or it'll come up stolen.
And I would give the shirt off my back to anybody. Somebody wants something, take it. Even if it's, I'd give somebody else's stuff away. And yet, something like this happens. It's just, it's a travesty. Hey, you excited for the top 10 list we've got this hour?
Yeah.
Now, of course,
Abby and Michelle comes in.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them yet, but that being said, we do have two top 10 lists. Bob gave us one for today and one for tonight. And if Abby does not show up, we're going to do the fair one today and we're going to do the Abby one tonight because I'll just make sure she's listening tonight. But are you excited for the one today and the one tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what that is. Maybe I can get in there a few times.
Oh, that's right. And tonight is big to listen because tonight from 8:15 to 10 p.m. we're going to have a special guest in the studio who's really going to amp it up in here and maybe I'll have some leads on the flower pot thing.
I'm going to have to remember sometimes on Friday you remember and it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, or write it down. Set an alarm.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See, you have to do that. It's a character flaw. That's all this is with the whole flower pot. It's a character flaw.
It's something. I just don't see the point in taking a flower pot.
Does somebody think I'm going to fight them over a flower pot?
I mean, to be fair, you did say you're going to put somebody in jail for 30 days over a flower pot.
Because nobody said anything. That's it. It's not the flower pot. The flower pot's irrelevant here. This could be a toothpick or this could be a car. It's about the character flaw of how it was handled. Sometimes it's not about the issue. That's where people get confused. It has nothing to do with the issue. It has to do with how you handled it.
If I were in your position, I would just be like, huh, that's a pot. I didn't.
Oh, I don't. It's not like I'm going to go home and cry over the pot. Yeah. But it's the fact that somebody would do that, have that kind of character defect to do. And again, I have no idea who did it, by the way. So if you're out there listening and you did it, don't think I'm talking about you because I don't even know who you are. I don't know. I have no clues, no idea, nothing. Strange.
I think it would have had to be either the people who you got it from.
Could have been.
Or somebody in, like, the surrounding neighborhood. I don't see anybody just driving by and being like, hey, look at that, and then taking it.
Right, and that's the weird part of the whole thing. Weird part of the whole thing. Well, we've got Lee in now. We've got Lee, Ted, Mary, and Judy Smith. Things you take on a camping trip. What's the category? Things you take on a camping trip. Which answers do... I'm so rattled by the whole flower pot thing. What's the category? What do we have? What? Just something. Give us some information.
All right. So we have currently 10 sleeping bags, food, toilet paper, bug spray, and compass.
There you go. And how many answers do we have left?
Left, we have 2 answers.
Two answers, things you take on a camping trip, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, well, there's a few, two answers left?
Two answers left.
Two answers left. So we got tent.
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 Sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag.
Food.
Food.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Bug spray.
Bug spray.
And compass.
And compass. So do we have one left or two left?
Two left.
So there were 8 altogether.
Oh, I guess I did list 3 twice.
So there was a tie for 3. So three answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. Things you take on a camping trip. We got Judy Smith, Mary, Ted, and Lee in the competition here. And we've got the African Safari Wildlife Passes to Port Clinton, Ohio. The Del Taco $10 gift card. The Del Taco Beanie. A large one-topping pizza to Neighbor's Pizza. We'll be giving away something this hour. That is for sure. 740-383-9944. And we've got a top 10 list coming up this hour with drumroll. Let's see if the drum roll is working. Sometimes it doesn't work, as we learned last Friday night. There it is. We got it. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Either like a gun for hunting or a fishing pole for fishing.
Yeah, number 3 is pools/tackle.
All right, have you had a chance to think all day?
Yeah, I didn't hear. Did I get in?
You did. Tackle.
Oh, goody gumdrops. Did I get a chance to hear what?
Did you get a chance all day now to think about this whole flower pot situation and decide what
No, I'm going to be real honest with you. We had a potluck at work today, and I've been stuffing my face all day.
Oh, what'd you have?
Oh, there was everything. Hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken, Jell-O, macaroni salad, baked beans, veggie tray, stuffed.
You know, Buckeye Guy was on with us today.
Yeah, I did catch that.
Oh, you caught that part.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you heard the story this morning in hour number one. Do you still feel I have to put the person away for 30 days?
I told you that was never going to happen.
Well, we'll see.
Have you changed your mind about getting, a Rottweiler or something?
Well, no, because I this took place, I'm guessing, when I wasn't there, so the door would not have been open.
They can protect you at other times. I mean, maybe the flower pot was like a dry run and they're going to full out burgle you.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't feel that I'm in harm's way because the flower pot was taken.
Okay, I'm just trying to save your life here. If you don't want my help, then fine.
No, I'm just saying, listen, I appreciate you trying to save my life. All I'm saying is I think whoever did this, there's a little bit of a character flaw in their personality, because if you stole it, that's a character flaw. And number two, and by the way, can't you find better things to steal than a flower pot? And number two, if it was the person who gave me the flower pot, why wouldn't you let me know that you're coming to get it?
A wise person once said, point the finger of blame at the other person. We have three fingers pointing back to ourselves. Have you created an unwelcoming environment in which the said person didn't feel comfortable retrieving their pot?
Oh, heaven, no!
Not this little angel.
No, wait a second. What do you mean an unwelcome environment?
Hey, somebody's trying to get on the bus. Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. An unwelcome environment? What does that mean?
She thinks you're rude to everybody who comes to your house.
Now, you've been to my house? Was I rude to you?
No.
No, I invited you.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else was there at that party? Sean? Was I rude to him?
No.
No. My mother was there. Was I rude to her?
No.
No.
You know, she's your mom.
My mom? Mary Ellen Withrow was there. Was I rude to her?
Can't be rude to Mary Ellen.
There you go. Who else was there that day? Somebody else was there. Was I rude to anybody that? Did you see me be rude to anybody? I felt their fed their face. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
If I was going camping, I might consider taking Sarah on my camping trip.
I certainly wouldn't. She makes a very unwelcoming environment for me. Thanks. No, there's too much of an unwelcoming environment there. Okay, let's say I created an unwelcoming environment for somebody. Again, I don't have to be there when you retrieve the flower pot. You just say, hey, I got the flower pot. That's all you have to do. Right?
Yeah.
We don't have to sit and have tea or coffee there or anything. I mean, jeez. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got so hot out there and so worked up that I come in here and get a cold drink. Now, what subject you on now?
Well, now we're back on the flower pot, because now Sarah, our friendly bus driver, called in and she said it might be my fault that the pot's gone. Now, can you imagine this? That the person who retrieved the flower pot might feel that I've created an unwelcome environment for them. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, you already said something about you've called the law. You're liable to go to jail yourself, then.
Well, now, listen. Did I create an unwelcome environment for you?
No, you've never done that for me.
There we go. So I don't know how. I'm just as nice as pie. I don't know how in the world I could do that.
On a camping trip, you know, when you got to eat and stuff like that, you got to have a little. We used to take a Coleman stove or a Coleman lantern to see at night. And something to cook with and utensils that's a part of camping, to camp out. Maybe they take grills now. We never took a grill with us, but I bet you a lot of them got little portable grills to cook food on. How's that one?
Hey, guess what? If I don't have a grill, I'm just going to stop by on the way home. If there's one out in front of anybody's house, I'm just going to put it in the truck and get out of there. What's is there a grill on the list?
No grill on the list.
All right, well.
Oh, how are they going to cook food then when they're on a camping trip? I'll be darned.
Thanks. Oh, man. That's right. Well, that's what you do from now on. You shop while you're driving down the road. Oh, there's a grill I like. Hey, just put that in the trunk.
I mean, most of the time, if you see something out by, like, the corner of the road, they're just throwing it away. So, I mean, if you want to take it, ain't nobody care.
I don't think that I have any enemies, to be honest with you. I mean, nobody that I care about. Nobody that's gonna... I mean, I'm nice to everybody. You've seen me in public many a time. Have you ever seen me be rude to anybody?
Not rude. You're funny, though.
I'm funny, but not rude. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed toothpaste?
Toothpaste.
No toothpaste on the list.
No toothpaste on the list.
Ooh.
can you imagine me creating an unwelcoming environment for anybody?
No, but I'm thinking that people would know when you're home or not, because if you're on the radio, chances are you're not home.
Right, and a lot of people probably do know my schedule or could see me pulling out. That's what I believe happened here, but it's a character flaw, I think, in whoever did that.
Well, or a character flaw that you have.
Now, in what way?
That you would put out something to tempt somebody to steal.
Is a flower pot that tempting?
Yeah.
It's beyond me, and I don't want the flower pot. Matter of fact, if you stole it, keep it. But you're going to jail for 30 days. That's the way it is. It's the principle of the matter. Hey, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. I don't want the flower pot. I don't want any flower pots. Keep the flower pots. But you're going to jail for 30 days. That's it. Go ahead, caller.
Something to sit on?
No chair or anything like that.
Like camping chairs, camping stools,
no chairs.
Or something?
No chairs on the list. We're having a good time today, I think.
I think so.
It's best time we've... Oh, we haven't even got to the top 10 list. Did we hear the drum roll? I don't even remember now.
Yeah, we
did?
A little bit.
Is it rolling? The drum roll. I'll tell you what. Does it sound funny to you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the drum roll?
It sounds like static.
Oh, that's terrible. Why do we have static in our drum roll? There we go. Oh, that's loud. Whoa, the drum roll. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yeah. Do you hear me now?
I do. I'm telling you this. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got me so excited now. What to listen for? Whether to get the right answer on the camping trip or listen to the flower pot? But listen to me. Is that specific name for something to prepare food on, like a skillet or something like that, or is it nothing to pertain to cooking the food?
Nothing to pertain to cooking at all.
Oh, that settles that then. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How about your own drinking water?
No drinking water.
Okay.
No drinking water, but I'm telling you right now, listen, keep the flower pot if you have it. I don't want it. It was an eyesore to begin with. But I'm telling you, it's your character flaw here that I have a problem. Is this not hard to understand? I mean, does anybody understand what I'm saying here today?
I mean, it's just...
It's not about the flower pot.
If you don't care about the flower, if you have that little care for the flower pot, why did you turn it into the cops?
Because nobody told me that they took the flower pot, and that is either thievery or trespassing. And I don't want somebody just trespassing on in my area.
They did you a favor. They took the flower pot.
Yeah, but next time they could show up and take something else I don't want them to take. I want to know when people are there, unless I've given you permission to be there when I'm not there. And I've done that with a few people, but not a very long list. That's all I'm saying. I don't think this is a complicated story, but...
I still think it's interesting that they decided to steal a flower pot.
Steal a flower pot. For what purpose?
I guess they really needed that flower pot.
And can you imagine now if the person who has the flower pot, or whose flower pot it is, says, hey, I want my flower pot back. Well, sorry.
It's been 2 years. I don't think they want it back.
It's gone. It's gone. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you want to take on a camping trip. Flower pot.
Got one left.
One. What did we end up with here?
You mean, like, the items?
Yeah, because we've got Judy Smith, Mary, Ted, Lee, Sarah, all in the competition here today.
So far we have tent, sleeping bag, poles / tackle, food, toilet paper, bug spray, and compass.
There's the list as we have it. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed their medications?
No medication.
No medication on the list.
Ooh. Camping without meds, that's scary.
I know, you're bound to steal a flower pot that's, from the campgrounds.
Well, or take your own pot.
Well, that is Adam's meds, so there you go. It's a whole thing. Thanks. We need a top 10 list of reasons the flower pot was stolen. Bob, if you're out there listening, or Abby, people who write our top 10 list, reasons the flower pot was stolen. Because this, this really makes the whole dog collar thing and all kinds of murders and arson just come to stop. It's all going to stop right now for the whole flower pot. That's what I believe.
Everybody's so mesmerized at the fact that the flower pot was taken that they just can't do anything.
It's the magic of this radio station. Because now everybody's going to be looking for the flower pots. All right. Anyway, we've got Del Taco gift cards here. We've got Del Taco beanies. We've got Neighbor's Pizzas, large one topping. We've got trips to Port Clinton, Wildlife Safari. Who knows? 740-383-9944. I think you do have to go in front of a judge, though, if the person presses charges.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to press charges.
Why?
Because there's a character flaw that we have to iron out. This person will thank me in 20 years. Have you know when you send somebody off to prison and they get angry with you and they sit there and plot your murder the whole time in prison, but then they get out and they say they thank you because you set their life straight?
I think most people who go to prison don't get rehabilitated.
Well, we'll try with this person. Go ahead, caller.
How about a knife?
A knife?
No knife on the list.
Hey, Scott, are you still seeing Angie?
You know, no, I haven't seen her in quite a while.
I was wondering, because you haven't mentioned her name for a while.
No, I think she's doing okay last I heard. I think she's doing great. You know, she's a nice girl. Very, very nice, positive girl.
Well, she got somebody better than you, huh?
Well, that doesn't take much, you know.
But it has two flower pots.
That's right, they've got many flower pots. They took a step up from where I was.
That way, if they steal one, you still got another one.
Let's be honest, though. Is there anybody better than me? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, I am, but...
Yeah, well, there you go. It's a short list.
Right.
All right, thanks.
Later.
Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. That just goes back to the story of life. Everything comes to an end. Everything has a beginning and an ending.
Yeah. The universe will eventually go dark. Do you know that?
The universe will eventually go dark.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting when I heard that.
When flower pots are stolen.
Yep.
We got there today. All right, 740-383-9944. 38 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. She got somebody better. That was the reply there. Now, Matt, do you really think there's any possibility in life, and you never met this girl, do you think there's any possibility in life of anybody getting anybody better?
Then you were just like better.
Than me.
I mean, you're a busy person, so, like, it depends on what better at what. Better at relationships, possibly. You got a lot of stuff you do compared to, like, everybody else.
If my life is too complicated for somebody is what you're telling me.
Yeah, your life is just busy. You don't have so much time to spend on somebody else.
No, and I'm having a good time. Do I ever seem like I'm having a bad time?
No.
No. Have I ever said anything rude about any girl that you're aware of?
Not that I can think of.
Never. And God bless anybody. You know, there are many past people. The people I've been engaged to, apparently, you know, stroll on by. But they can, as far as a better human being, they're not going to find a better human being, right?
I mean, probably not.
Probably not, Right, I'm top of the list. Go ahead, caller.
Number one.
Flashlight?
Flashlight.
No flashlight on the list.
No flashlight on the list. Whew. It's been a day.
It has. We didn't even get through the first Jeopardy topic.
See, you do it too. It's easy to do that live radio here. 740, and we still got a top 10 list to go through here. That's going to be fascinating. Are you ready for the top 10 list?
Always. Top 10 lists are exciting.
Here we go. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Hold your phone calls for a second. We're going to do today's top 10 list. Let's go to the top 10. And by the way, we're stealing this completely from David Letterman. It's completely stolen from David Letterman. We're not even pretending that it's not. Let's get the drum. We got to get the drum roll going here. So let's get a drum roll going, and then we'll go to the top 10 list. Here we go. Here we go. I hope you can hear me. Today's top 10 list from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Are you ready for this? And we're going to have a top 10 list tonight, too. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Are you ready for this, Matt? You're the audience here, live studio audience. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Here we go. Number 10, fair food.
Fair food's always good.
Fair food, number 10 on the list here. Number 9, to see the best tribute bands available.
Tribute bands.
You know, this ain't Kiss, but we sing Kiss songs. So there you go. The best tribute bands available. Number 9. Here we go again. Our thing is... Oh, he's coming back, I think. Okay, let's take the phone call. Are we having a phone call here? Nope, we're in the middle. Hold your calls. We'll be back with you. We're in the middle of the top 10 list. Okay, number 8. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Number 8. To find out where all those animals come from.
What do you mean, where they come from?
Well, I don't know. I didn't write the list. There's a lot of animals at the fair.
Yeah, that's...
Okay. Number 7. To compare demo derby to regular street driving. There you go.
There is no difference.
No, not at all here in Marion, Ohio. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Number 6. Since the mall closed, where can you see strangely dressed people walking around? Well, Walmart, that's right. Kind of surpasses the fair here. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Number 5, it's the best fair in the country.
Best fair in the country.
Best fair in the country. We got pride in our Marion County Fair. All right. Number 4, to see if the local politicians really do stay on the left or the right. You see, there you go, left or the right of wherever you are. Okay. What is wrong with my drum roll over here? Keep going. There we go. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. All right. Number 3, to sample deep-fried fruitcakes on a stick. Deep-fried fruitcakes on a stick. Isn't that disgusting?
I've never had a fruitcake.
You don't want to have a fruitcake. Steer clear of that. All right. Number 2 on the list here, to look for suspects in flower pot theft. Right on the list, right here, number 2, to look for suspects in the flower pot theft.
I think number 2 should be number 1.
Number 2, right here on the list today. All right, and are you ready? Here's number 1. Big drum roll. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. Number 1, there might be trouble. There might be trouble. And now we'll close up the old top 10 list. So there it is. Top 10 reasons to go to the Marion County Fair. What'd you make of that list?
Never had a fruitcake.
They're not good. Deep fried or not.
People watching is always fun.
There you go.
Watching the derby's nice.
Flower pot theft.
Yep. Flower pot theft still should have been number 1.
Still should have been number 1. Now, don't tune out, because tonight we've got top 10. What in the world was that?
I hit my arm off.
I thought it was like a dead body dropped outside. See, now I'm paranoid. Things going could be a dead. But where's tonight's top 10 list? Okay, top 10 reasons that I forgot about Abby's birthday. That's coming up tonight. You're not going to want to miss that. Top 10 reasons that I forgot about Abby's birthday. Ooh. Okay. All right. 740-383-9944. We've still got the. What are we doing? We have one answer left in the fishing category.
Camping.
Well, I did the top 10 list. Can't do everything.
Camping.
What did I say?
Fishing.
Camping. Fishing. Same thing. Well, so what answers do we have? Things you take on a camping trip.
So far, we have tent, sleeping bag, fishing poles / tackle, food, toilet paper, bug spray, and compass.
There you go. One answer left. Things you take on a camping trip. We've got Judy Smith, Mary, Ted, Lee, and Sarah all in the competition here. Want to add some more in the next 16 minutes. Marion County Fair coming up on Monday. We will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And coming up tonight, big show, 8:15 to 10 p.m., Matt and Sean and somebody special and a whole hullabaloo. And if you've just tuned in today, Buckeye Guy's been here. It's a very, very big day here at WGH. Go ahead, caller.
How about a jacket?
A jacket?
No jacket.
What'd you make of the top 10 list?
Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Bob came up with that?
Bob did that. And Bob's got to, you got to listen for tonight's list. Did you hear the category for tonight?
Yeah, it's top 10 things about Abby.
Yeah, top 10 reasons.
Mean to Abby or?
No, I'm never mean. Boy, you've just got people stepping up from me and me being mean to people. And nah, this is not me. No, it's a top 10 reasons I forgot Abby's birthday.
Oh, well, see, he was mean to her.
I forgot. I didn't purposely do it.
Well, I know things like that happen, don't they?
Right, I didn't go over to her house and take a flower pot off her porch.
Did you get her a present then, late present?
You know, I did not. I'll have to work on that. I was going to give her a flower pot.
Could have bought her a shredded chicken sandwich out there at the root beer stand.
I'll send one over to her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to do something. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, call back anytime. Phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944.
I feel like this last one should have been one of the first ones to go off.
So let's assess the situation right now. People move up in quality from me, and also I'm mean to people.
Yep.
Not true. No, on either count.
I don't know. Everybody else seems to disagree.
No, one person seems to disagree. I don't know if everybody disagrees. You disagree with that, don't you?
I mean, like, there's always going to be somebody better than everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I do. There's always going to be somebody better than everybody.
There's some, but not in this county. Now, maybe if you go to, like, maybe New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, maybe, but here, no.
Yeah, fine. Here probably.
No, no, it's dry.
I don't even think there's another talk show in Marion.
Right. Number one talk show host in Marion. That's it.
Are there even more talk shows in Ohio?
There are talk shows, sure. Not as good as this one. But who's better than this? 740-383-9944. Things you take on a camping trip. One answer left. And we're going to have the Del Taco. Yeah, we're giving away. I don't know what we're going to give away. But we've got many items here that we could. VIP pass to the African Safari in Port Clinton, Ohio. $10 to Del Taco. Del Taco Beanie. Or a large neighbor's pizza, one topping. Those will be the items.
What's the difference between the African Safari and the Columbus Zoo?
The Safari, I think you drive through, and the animals look in your car, and you feed them, and things like that.
So it's more like an open roam zoo concept thing?
Yeah, and it's a VIP pass.
Interesting.
Nobody knows what the final item is here. Things you take on a camping trip. All right, somebody let us know, 740-383-9944. We only got 12 minutes left in the broadcast today. But we will be back tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Top 10 reasons I forgot Abby's birthday. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm hanging in here for the close of the show, but how about Matt? Has he got any clues, like a two-letter word for that camping trip question, or... Maybe the first letter.
First letter.
B.
B, as in bedpost.
Okay.
Now, what did you make of the top 10 list?
Oh, that was pretty cute, yeah. But, boy, that could go on and on forever on that Marion County Fair. They could, you could make up 110 counts. Down list, you know.
I think. Well, and what do you make of Lee talking about people moving on to better people? And I'm a mean. What is this all about?
I have no idea. Maybe that's the routine. If you don't like one, just move on to another. That sounds logical.
Well, people move on, but move on to better. I don't know about that. you may downgrade it, but I don't know that you've upgraded.
Yeah, you put the word better. Yeah. That's a big word, isn't it?
That's, people can move on all day long. I don't mind people moving on, but I think they go down. They don't go up.
That's like the two-letter word, if.
That's
if,
right.
If and if. Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You know, you can say a lot of things about this station, but you can't say we don't have fun.
Yeah. I think we have more fun than most of the radio stations around here.
Well, of course we do, because we're not serious. People can say rude stuff to me clearly all day long on the phone. Go ahead, caller.
How about a blanket?
Blanket.
No blanket.
Are you ready to retract your statement now that you've heard other people that people are better than me or that I'm an angry person?
Well, that was just first thing come out of my mouth.
Right, but really, don't you? I mean, moving on is fine, but I think probably downgraded is what happened.
Yeah, she might have a tough time finding something better.
Oh,
maybe somebody got more money, but.
Well, if you're driven by money, I can't help you, because I think that's not what you want in a person. Don't you think that's bad?
Well, right now, I would take somebody with money.
Oh, so you take a woman with money?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think you got to have a good time. And who has a better time than me?
Well, when you got money, you're going to have a good time.
See,
I mean, you have to have her to have a good time. If you got her money, you can have a good time with somebody.
Oh, so really, what you're discard the person, just take their money.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't realize how we played that game. Whatever. I guess. I don't have anything. I don't even have a flower pot.
Right. So, you know, ain't going to want you, are they?
No. It's a sad thing. I really should probably just fold up and leave.
But you do have a new cover on your toilet now, so.
I do. Yes, my.
Also looking a little bit better.
My toilets are as sturdy as could be. Oh, wait, I'm glad you brought that up, because Matt had never been to my house until the cookout. And Matt, is my house in disarray, or does it, what would you say?
Your house is nice.
My house is nice. See, there you go. There's no upgrade.
Nice until you drop the other toilet bowl cover, huh? Okay. You're going to be more careful next time, aren't you?
Well, yeah, those toilet bowl covers are porcelain. You got to be careful with those things.
Yeah, you don't set it on the sink. You set it.
Yeah, I set it on the sink, and that thing hit the floor.
Set it on the floor.
Yeah, but thank goodness I got a replacement. That reminds
me. Keep thinking here. Starts with a B, right?
Keep thinking. Starts with a B.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I always wonder if any of these conversations get back to the people. Because, you know, I hope they know that we're just having a good time.
I think
As a matter of fact, I really don't care what they think. But in general, we're just having a good time.
I think it does sometimes. It wouldn't surprise me.
Life is too serious to be taken seriously. That's all you got to know.
Life is too short.
Well, I hope not that short.
I don't know, man. You ever actually do the math to see how many days you live?
How many days I have lived, or how many days I'm gonna live?
Just like on average. So on average, the average person lives 78.8 years. So 78.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm not giving up, but that B word. How many letters?
Three.
Oh, it's a short one.
Oh. Huh. Bat.
Bat.
No bat.
No bat.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, when I go camping, I always say, don't forget the bats. We need the bats.
But, so, you take the average life expectancy multiplied by the year, and you get the, you know, number of days that a person lives.
How many days am I going to live?
Less than 29,000.
Oh, well, that's enough. 29,000?
I don't know. Have you ever asked somebody how many days they think they live? They always put it in the hundreds of thousands. And then you do the math, and you don't even hit 50.
I've done 6,000 hours just on this station.
Well, that's crazy, but...
This is where my life has been spent. Isn't that depressing?
No.
Oh.
There's nowhere I'd rather be.
There you go. And take note, all women. Nowhere I'd rather be. There you go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bed?
A bed.
No bed.
No bed.
Okay.
No mas bedo. Well, what is bed in Spanish?
I do not know.
And tonight we're really going to have fun because Sean will be here and the mystery guest will be here. Maybe I'll invite Mary Ellen to be here. We don't have enough mics, though.
Yeah, because the one broke.
Everybody's got to have a mic. And we're going to talk about Ryan Seacrest taking over for Pat Sajak. We're going to talk about Geraldo quitting Fox News today after 175 years there. And, we got the topic tonight, the top 10 list, top 10 reasons I forgot about Abby's birthday. That's going to be a big deal. You do not want to miss any of those things tonight on the big, big program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
You never want to miss the Friday night show.
No, and it's really gaining momentum. I'm starting to hear back from people that they're enjoying it. And we've got some niches now. Like, we've got George's Fight Song. And we've got Barbara Walters. And we've got, this week we have a new one. Larry Barnett saying you're out.
Yeah.
And we've got a top 10 list. You know, it's a big show. Big show on Friday night.
Kind of startled me when he said you're out. I'm not gonna lie, because for some reason you asked him.
He yelled it.
Yeah, and then I was just sitting there, and then I looked at him, you know, waiting for a response, and then he just, you know, yelled it, and I was like,
well, see, that got your attention when you were out on the field.
definitely got me a little bit.
Yeah, you're out. I wonder if we have that sound effect here. We might have it already. You know, we ought to add the Buckeye guy singing the baloney song sound effect.
Yeah,
that was a good one. All right, let's see here. We'll go to the year out here if we have it in a second. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about beer?
Beer.
No beer.
No beer. No beer on the list. Let's see if we got the Larry Barnett year out. I think this is it. Okay, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Yeah! There it is. Yeah! That's all you need. Yeah! That's Larry Barnett saying you're out.
Yep.
Can you even understand it?
I was there when he said it, so I can, but I think if maybe you weren't there, probably not.
Now say, Scott, is there somebody better in you than life?
Scott, is there somebody better than you in life?
Yeah! Right there, that's all you have to do. That's how you do it. You know, you're out. Get out. Don't even have to say it anymore. Thank you, Larry. What'd you make a Buckeye guy singing the baloney song? You liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get that for tonight, too. Then we have George singing the PS-117 song.
117's good.
Yeah. We'll have it all. And we're debuting a fight song tonight. Oh, man, tonight is big. If you miss tonight's show, really, you've missed something.
I think so.
Yeah. 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this. Set your alarms. All right. We got Judy, Smith, Mary, Ted, Lee, Sarah. We're going to do the drawing here in just a couple minutes. And the category is...
Things You Bring Camping.
Things You Bring Camping. And it's begins with a B. And it's three letters.
Three letters.
What is it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I like having sound effects.
Or eight letters, I suppose. Depends on
eight letters?
They're the same word. You can just, you know, they're interchangeable.
So what's on the list? Eight letters or three letters?
Both.
Both.
There's a slash.
I'll have to take a look at this thing here. All right. Things you take on a camping trip. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You know, that's understandable. I'm surprised nobody said that.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Begins with a B. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is it? Things you take on a camping trip. Judy Smith, Mary, Ted, Lee, Sarah. Who else is going to get in? 740-383-9944. All right. And tonight's big. We'll be at the fair next week. Who knows what else will go on tonight? Somebody might be out. I like the year out thing.
Me too.
I think that's good. And then tonight we'll have to get the Buckeye guy singing, if you missed that earlier, Buckeye guy singing the baloney song. And then we'll have entertainment all night long. Entertainment all night long here on W in the fair next week. My goodness.
We gotta get Fritz the Night Owl on sometime.
Well, he was just on via telephone not too long ago.
I never, like, watched the show, but, like, I've watched his, the opening, like, credits, I suppose, on, like, YouTube, and it's pretty cool. Like, for back in the day when the show was actually, like, you know, made, it's cool.
It was okay working with him. Now, you had seen Buckeye Guy before today, though, right?
Yeah.
So when somebody you have seen many a time is sitting right there, like, 2 feet from you, what'd you think?
I mean, I don't know. I guess Buckeye Guy would be considered a celebrity, but, like, I've seen him on TV for the football games, and that's it. Like, you see him in the stadium with everybody else.
Go ahead, caller.
How about bags for trash?
Yeah, bag is on the list.
Bag is it. Bag, you got it. All right, bag is it. But I think what really they were looking for was backpack. That's the eight-letter word, but it's bag or backpack. All right. Well, today we're going to give away the African Safari passes, and you can pick this up Wednesday or Thursday between 10 and noon, because next week we'll be at the fair. So the pickups here will be kind of different next week. But the African Safari Wildlife VIP passes, let's see what we have here list-wise. Okay, we have about 17 people. Well, we have multiple entries, but about 17 people here on the list. So, when it comes to African Safari Wildlife Passes, two of them go to... give me between 1 and 17.
We'll go 2.
2. That's Judy Smith. Judy Smith, you have 2 tickets to the African Safari Wildlife Park in Port Clinton, Ohio. You can pick those up next week between 10 and noon on Wednesday or Thursday. And Charlene, your Del Taco $10 gift card and Del Taco Beanie are here as well. Matt and I will be back on tonight with a special guest in Sean Kraft, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Aside from that, that's about all there is today.
Yeah.
See you tonight at 8:15.
It'll be fantastic.
It should be. Scott Spears from Matt Morgan heading for the dugout.
That was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table with a defense sap. I thought he would split it and said it's about time. And I thought that was a perfectly spontaneous reaction for a guy that